So, of course, who's been joining us this morning, and you've been listening to her, joining us is Dr. Leah McNeil. And Dr. Leah has a naturopathic business in Bellevue, and she comes on and talks to us about wonderful things. So, good morning,
good
Dr.
morning.
Leah. Today we're going to talk about children's health, and I think, you know, this is a really big topic.
Yeah.
We either have children or we have grandchildren, right? And we have nieces and nephews.
Right.
Everybody has children somewhere in their life. Even if their children, like Rochelle's and I, are growing, we still have, she has, you know, nieces and nephews. The little kids are still running around. So to understand the differences today and how, what kids are going through compared to what our kids, Rochelle's and mine, went through, is really important. And now that I have a grandson who will be 7 on next Wednesday.
Wow, already.
So I, you know, this is kind of important to me to find out some of these issues. So let's start with, we're going to talk about allergies and behavior problems, which probably can go hand in hand.
Very much, yeah.
So let's talk about allergies. How do you know if your child has allergies? What are allergy? What do you do? Kind of the whole
synopsis.
Well,
the difference between an allergy, or is it a cold, or is
it
the
flu?
How
do you know the difference?
Well, right. And actually, I quite often don't use allergy as much because people think it's something you're going to have forever.
Mm-hmm.
But sensitivity is like a food sensitivity or a pollen sensitivity, because you can get rid of them, especially in kids.
You can
get rid of them a lot faster than us adults who have all these layers of things built on over the years. But kids and allergies is very common. I see it a lot. And they quite often present with the classic symptoms of their nose is always running, or they're tired or itchy eyes, you know, those kind of things that we don't always have as adults. And these kids, unfortunately, a lot of them are put on Flonase or some nasal spray or inhalant or something, because they're showing asthma symptoms, which might not really be true asthma.
Mm-hmm.
It might just be that they have some food in their diet that they're eating quite regularly that they could take out for a while and then reintroduce. And I've seen a lot of kids lately that I've done blood draws on, and I actually check their blood for food allergies.
Really?
And it might come back that there's a whole bunch of stuff going on. And if there is, I actually treat their gut, their intestines.
You do.
Because if you have a ton of allergies as a child or as an adult, it's usually because your gut isn't processing them properly.
Mm-hmm.
Might not be that you're really, truly allergic to them, but you're what's called leaky gut. It's like you're over-absorbing stuff and your body's attacking it.
Oh.
You know, so if you over-absorb certain things, then your body says, what's that? You know, and your immune system attacks it, then you get a reaction. So if you fix the gut, fix that process of where everything gets absorbed, then you don't have the same sensitivities quite often.
Well, we heard that about us. I mean, we hear when you come on and talk about adults, it's the same issue.
It is
a lot
the same.
Of the gut issues cause all kinds of havoc, right?
Right. But in kids, they usually bounce back faster.
Right.
I've seen a lot of kids where they'll come in with an ear infection, and I'll say, stop dairy.
Right.
And they'll stop dairy for a month, and the ear infections or ear problems go away. Like, I'll treat the ear infection, but at the same time, all their mucousy ear infection issues go away.
Well, you know, you did that with Andreas. We brought Andreas in because he had an ear infection. Kept getting them, actually.
Yeah.
And you recommended he went off dairy for a month, and that we got some natural ear drops. They were like an oil.
Yeah.
He has not had an ear infection since. And he's on dairy.
He's back on dairy.
Yeah. So, you know, that was a long time ago. I'm thinking like, you know, a year and a half, two years ago. But what about dark circles under their eyes? Is that signs of allergies?
The allergic shiners is what I call them.
Allergic shiners.
Yeah, they have these dark, shiny circles sometimes.
They
even
would be shiny.
Like bluish, blackish.
Uh-huh. Right.
And that's not uncommon for allergies. And see, now, Andreas is back on milk and he's probably not reacting anymore.
Right.
His immune system is stronger. He's digesting differently. As they get older, your body's able to handle some of these proteins and antigens and things that are in food better. Because they're older, their bodies are getting more mature. So I really commonly see that. They stop it for a while, then they can quite often go back on it.
So if you have allergies, I have a million questions. If you have allergies, if children have allergies, and they're not, like Andreas doesn't have a drippy nose or any eyes or itching, sometimes they'll have dark circles, but we think that's because he hasn't slept. So if he could allergies be affecting the way you sleep?
Oh, certainly.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, in kids, I think they're more sensitive to sleep because they need more.
Right.
And some things can easily throw off their sleep. a little bit. I mean, emotions and being upset can. Allergies can, but I commonly see it more because they're stuffy. And okay. Or they have stomach upset. You know, you've heard probably heard kids say, my stomach hurts. And mm-hmm. and it's very classic that kids will complain of that, especially in the morning. And maybe it was churning all night and they woke up and they have this stomach ache. And it can be from food allergies. It might be from something going on at school, you know, but sometimes you got to assess the allergy portion of it. Gluten is a big issue.
Really?
With the kids and with everybody, actually.
Sure.
And with kids, if you address it early, you can get rid of it. You can have your body get desensitized to it.
That is so good to hear. You know, one of the things, do you have the children go through all those tests that they scratch on their back?
No, I don't do the skin stuff. That test,
it was awful. No, my son had it and it was horrible. And through all, you know, and he's young and you have to hold him and they're scratching his back and they're doing all this horrible stuff to him. And what did it come out? He was allergic to cattle hair. So I said, well, we've got to take the cow out of the living room.
There you
it's
go.
Obviously
come
bothering
some,
him.
That's a goofy test.
That's what it, well, no, that's
and,
how they used
and
to
they
check cat
allergies.
No. The fact that
why
he's
would they even
allergic
test
to
him
cattle.
I know.
Cattle.
It was awful.
Maybe cats
no,
or dogs.
Terrible. We're listening. Today is Wednesday. It's our Dr. Leah Day. And we love Dr. Leah in studio. And if you have some questions about your children or grandchildren, give us a call at 425-373-5527 or in Western Washington, 888-298-5569. We're going to come back and ask Dr. Leah some more interesting questions.
Welcome back. You're listening to Chat with Women, and I'm Pam.
And
and this morning, we're talking to Dr. Leah McNeil. We're talking about children's health. We were talking about allergies. We're going to talk about behavioral problems. Now, Dr. Leah, we talked about the different kinds of allergies. Of course, there's food and there's mm-hmm. pollen and grass and animals. And so what do you do once you run this blood test and you determine what their allergies, what do you recommend? How do we make this better?
Well, if it's food allergies, it's ideally they should avoid them.
Right.
If there's a whole bunch of different food allergies, I pick the ones that are the greatest because there's different levels of how they react. I start with those first. But if it's pollen, if it's cats and dogs, there's a lot of times you can give these homeopathic drops. They're from Northwest Allergy. It's a homeopathic drops of like trees, for example. If you
okay.
have tree pollen allergies, they'll put all the different pollens and make it up in this homeopathic drop, and it's in water. It just kind of tastes like water.
Mm-hmm.
And you put that in the mouth, and it actually helps your body to build up a tolerance to it. And you do just a few at a time. You don't do, like if they have several allergies, you don't do six or seven things at a time. The tree pollens, there's a bunch of pollens in there, but you're just focusing on that. You're not doing trees and grains and cats and dogs and everything.
It's one thing at a time to get their immune system up.
Yeah. So you do that for a week or two and see how they feel, and then you might introduce a different one. But a lot of times as somebody's getting rid of allergies, as kids especially are getting rid of allergies, some of their other allergens can automatically fall away. Like if they have a major allergy to dairy and eggs, let's say, and they're avoiding those, but they also show an allergy to rice and corn and some other things. If you get rid of the major allergens first, their body can actually heal, their gut can heal more, and then they don't react to the other things as much. Because when you're really inflamed from a couple things, that inflammation starts to go down, your reaction starts to go down, you don't react to other things as much.
I like the idea of actually knowing there's just a drop that you have to put in their mouth that can help this.
Yeah,
so
not
it's so
shots.
Simple. It's not a
not
shot.
Shots.
It's,
right.
Well, yeah, because it used to be you had to go in for regular shots,
sure.
you know,
right.
for allergies. And most parents just avoid it. The kids suffered. So how do allergies then go into creating behavior problems or ADHD or ADD? Because we're hearing about that.
It's common.
It's like an epidemic stages, and especially with boys. They're always talking about boys and that can't sit still. So talk about that a little bit.
Well, allergies, once again, affect your digestion.
Right.
And one way that they can cause ADD or behavioral issues is that you're not absorbing your nutrients as well. And one of the major things I see in kids that do have allergies is that they're anemic. So their iron levels are low. And
really?
Low iron will make you more tired. You can't focus. You're more twitchy and irritable. And so correcting the anemia by getting rid of the allergies can really help. Also, sometimes allergies have been shown to affect the brain. And it affects the dopamine production, or affect, not really the dopamine production, but it affects neurotransmitters. They can be more depressed and spacey. I mean, I know a lot of people that have allergies. They're just kind of like, it's spacey when their pollen's affecting
them. Well, everything's stuffed. I mean, their noses are stuffed. Their head's stuffed. I mean, they just, and they don't feel good.
Right.
I mean, how they function. I mean, my kids both have allergies. And how they function through spring, I give them so much credit because, oh, gosh, they're just in a fog. It's really tough.
It's tough when you're at, you know, you're at the learning point.
Yeah.
And you're trying to learn, and they're, you know, first grade, second grade, third grade. And what I also think is really sad is there's too many children being diagnosed with ADD, ADHD, and given the pill.
The medicine.
Right. And which is just a drug, which then when they become older, they're addicted. It's like heroin or whatever.
Speed.
It's a drug. And so, you know, if you can avoid that and go see a naturopathic doctor who can help you put your children on something natural to help in this area instead of on this heavy-duty drug, it really is the answer now. So basically, you're going to do a blood test, and you're going to come back, and you're going to tell me, and that can cause. Mm-hmm. So what if I'm not having, you know, allergies are fine, but I'm still having behavioral problems? Then what do you do, Dr. Leah?
Well, that's a great question, because with kids, I do see a lot of kids that don't have many major allergies, but they will have ADD or anger or something going on. And there are some herbs and some amino acids that work great for helping the brain to focus so they can sit down and focus more, like tyrosine. It's an amino acid. It's in all sorts of protein drinks. It's in food. And tyrosine is helps to make dopamine in the brain.
Oh.
And in the prefrontal cortex, or the frontal part of your brain, that's a very important part for impulse control, focus, being able to reason. And kids don't really get that fully developed until the mid-20s, actually.
I was going to say, shouldn't some adults be on it?
Yeah,
just
maybe.
Let's put that medication.
There's a blend I've put several boys on. It has tyrosine, phenylalanine, vitamins, and it's just a capsule that you take in the morning before breakfast.
Uh-huh.
It gets in your system. It really helps calm them down.
I see.
Tyrosine is also essential for thyroid production and mood. It's great because when you increase dopamine in the brain, you increase mood. So they feel better and they focus better, and it helps to calm
them down.
So
you can do a whole analysis.
These are all natural.
Yeah.
Right.
See, this is all natural.
Well, I think that what we're hearing you say is if you're having your child's having any kind of behavior problems, eyes are running, nose is stuffy, you know, any of these, come in and
ear
get
infections,
it checked out.
Chronically,
ear infections.
Stomach aches. I mean, there's a lot of common things I see in kids. Sleep problems is one. Mm-hmm. I do see that, like, especially not being able to go to sleep well.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
There's fear around that, or something is, you know, under the bed or in the closet or whatever. But I see that. The fears kind of come out because their imagination starts to run wild.
Right.
You know, things start to become more real, concrete.
Sure. Right.
And the Monsters, Inc. movie is like, it's instead of being funny, it's more
real.
What's going on? No, there is something.
Oh, they do. My grandson has. But he goes to sleep really well, but he'll wake up.
Yeah.
And, you know, think he hears something or sees something, you know, the whole nightmare thing. And then, you know, kids have a harder time falling back to
and
sleep.
And I've given some kids some homeopathics for that.
Oh,
you know,
have.
There's some things that will help calm their fears before they go to sleep. And they're very safe. They don't have side effects.
Oh,
and
wonderful.
It'll really help. But also assessing, you know, what else is going on? Are they anemic?
Mm-hmm.
Are there other things nutrient-wise that they're deficient in that would help?
You know, I think it's wonderful that we've got Dr. Leah and that our listeners have Dr. Leah. Because really, in my day, in our day, you know, I'm going back to my poor child and what I endured him in because we had no other alternative. And there is another way. As a grandparent, I mean, this is the first thing that I would say. The child doesn't have to endure this. I just feel so grateful that you're here, Dr. Leah, and you point this out.
Sounds so simple. Come in and have a little blood work done, and you'll get some
answers.
Well,
blood work isn't always exciting for kids.
It's better than all those scratches on their back.
Right.
It's better than them having that nervous stomach in the morning and not knowing what that's all about. You're so calming. You know, and I think that's part of it because you too are a mother. So I think you understand what a little child goes through. And so you listen. You know, you listen to the parent and you listen to the child. It's very, very comforting. It's very reassuring.
Let's answer your son's question on air.
Oh, yes.
He would like
Eric
to
had
know,
a question.
He'd like to know why he has to take vitamins. So, Mom, why does he have to take vitamins?
He asked me this morning. I was giving him his vitamins. And he goes, Mommy, why do I have to take these? And I said, honey, we all should take a good multivitamin every day.
Right.
I said, because of you're a picky eater, which he is, and a lot of kids are.
Absolutely. They're all picky eaters.
Yes, they're all at this stage. I mean,
I still am, too.
This will fill in the holes of what you're missing in your nutrients. I give him a multivitamin. I give him vitamin D. I give him what he calls his squishy pills. They're these little fish oil pills that are flavored with strawberry.
Right.
And so they're his strawberry pills. And he sometimes takes a probiotic. I'll give him one of those a couple times a week. But it's not a ton of vitamins, and he doesn't have any problem swallowing. They're little. I often want to bring him into my office to show other people how to swallow vitamins because he's perfectly fine at it. But he just kind of gave me these puppy dog eyes. Mommy, why do I have to take these vitamins?
Well, he needed to know why.
It is kind of, you know, you think about it. I mean, he's 7 or 8 now?
He's 8.
And so he's like, well, I have to do this every day. Mm-hmm. What's the point? You know, he's also, I think they become inquisitive at that age. It's like they're learning about life, and they're asking questions. Not that he hates them. You know, I haven't got that yet. I grabbed the chewy ones. It's the only kind Andreas will take. So he spent the night with us Saturday night. So I go over in the morning. He has his eggs for breakfast. Then I hand him, and he just eats the tuva. You know, I give him a couple of chewy.
Yeah.
And he eats them and doesn't even say anything. It's just, Grandma's taking good care of you. That's all what I say to him.
She sent me a text this morning. You're going to love this. I was up at 2. So she sent me
a text. It wasn't a text. It was an email.
Oh, an email.
Pam doesn't text unless she has to.
She sent me an email. It was like 3:30. And, you know, what are you doing awake? And I went, I can't sleep. So she says, Mommy says, turn the phone off and get to sleep.
So I did. Because I'm normally, it was 4:15. I'm
scolding.
Up. That's when I get up anyway. So that was, you know, but then all of a sudden I see her on email and I go, oh I'm in trouble now. It's like.
So I was told I had to put the phone down.
Well, it's hard when you're at that time, if you're on the phone like she was. You're going to be wide awake because you're thinking and your brain really gets active. And you've told us you need to read.
She
keeps telling us.
I was reading my email.
Yeah.
So I was taking Dr. Leah's advice
instead of your computer.
So, Dr. Leah, if I want to bring my son or my grandson or my daughter or my niece, whoever in, is insurance going to cover this blood test or is this something?
It does depend on your insurance.
Okay.
There's a lot of insurances that will cover it, but honestly, it all depends on how it's coded. You know, if I code it correctly, it usually can be.
Okay.
But there's some insurances won't. And
so it just depends.
It does depend.
Okay.
And sometimes a process of elimination is all I can do with patients if they don't have insurance and they're paying cash.
Right.
Then we'll do an elimination challenge kind of diet.
They'll take food away.
It takes longer. Mm-hmm. It does take longer, but sometimes that's what you have to do
with
some people.
In order to get the results, you got to do what you got to do. So I say call Dr. Leah and get the results because this is the way to go. Don't hurt your children anymore.
Well, if you're seeing that they're struggling in school or they're suffering, there is an answer in that. That's what we're trying to say.
And now would be the time where they have their runny noses and their stuffy eyes watering
Collins.
And all that. So everything's out there. So pay attention, listeners.
Take
call
your
Dr. Leah.
D.
So, yes, I took mine this morning.
I tried to tell my little Benny over here to take his vitamin D.
Benny. Okay, how's that bus running for you, Benny? Because you're going under it.
Do you know what
you're
he said?
You're going under it.
What did he say? He goes, I go outside and get it. And I go, oh, for heaven's sake.
It's not enough,
thank you.
Benny.
Tell him.
You need 5,000 units a day, Benny.
I stay out long enough to get 5,000 units.
All right.
Not
so
at
our
this
listeners
time of year.
Want to reach you, Dr. Leah. How do they contact you?
I'm in Bellevue at 425-452-9366. And my website is naturalmedicineforhealth.com. And all my information is on chatwithwomen.com.
That's exactly right. You can go to Chat with Women and her cute little pictures right there. Click on it. It takes you right to her.